What a difference a month makes. Job growth was strong in June, and although the unemployment rate incrementally rose, we'll explain that can actually be a good development. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing June 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, becoming known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 4.4%. The labor force expanded by more than 360,000 in June. At the same time, there were 245,000 more employed persons and also 116,000 more unemployed persons. In addition, there are 170,000 fewer people considered as no longer in the labor force. In other words, the growth in the number of employed persons was not large enough to absorb the growth of the labor force. So the number of unemployed persons expanded, and therefore the unemployment rate incrementally increased. Explain why this could be a good development in the ending wrap-up. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, overall job growth was 222,000 in June, which was a nice improvement from May's growth of only 152,000. The private goods producing sector was up 25,000 in June, and that was considerably better than the increase of 13,000 in May. A year ago, in June 2016, it was up only 6,000. Manufacturing growth, which had declined 2,000 in May, added 1,000 jobs in June, but a year ago, in June 2016, manufacturing was up 12,000 jobs. The construction sector may have started on the road to getting its groove back and was up 16,000 in June after growth of only 9,000 in May. A year ago, in June 2016, it was flat. Mining and logging may also have started to dig out from its recent declines with a gain of 8,000 in June on top of adding 6,000 jobs in May. A year ago, in June 2016, it was down 6,000. The private service providing sector gained 162,000 jobs in June, which was a nice improvement after May's growth of 146,000. However, a year ago, in June 2016, it was up 263,000. The retail trade sector reversed direction of the past few months with growth of 8,100 jobs in June that followed a decline of 7,200 in May and a discount, that's a decrease, of 4,000 jobs in April. The professional and business services sector was up only 35,000 jobs in June compared to growth of 56,000 in May. A year ago, in June 2016, it was up 59,000. Job growth in computer systems design and related services was 4,900 in June after increasing by 5,400 in May. The education and health services sector added 45,000 jobs in June, with its highly seasonal and under-fire private educational services subsector down more than 14,000 jobs. Home health care services was up 6,600 jobs in June, which was much stronger than the 2,800 job growth it experienced in May. Hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector continued to gear up for the summer vacation season with a gain of 36,000 in June after adding 25,000 in May. However, a year ago, in June 2016, it was up 49,000. The total number of government jobs was up 35,000. In June, the federal government was up 4,000 jobs, state government was down 4,000, and local government was up, you guessed it, by 35,000. Temporary help services topped the 3 million job mark for the third consecutive month. In June, there were 3,031,200 temporary help services jobs, which was a gain of 13,400 jobs, but slightly off the pace of almost 17,000 jobs increased in May. Sequential growth in June was 0.4%, with year-over-year growth of 4.7%. Temporary help services market share in June, that is, its portion of all jobs, also hit a new high to 2.07% or 2.0704% compared to May's figure of 2.06% or 2.0644%. A year ago, in June 2016, it was just under 2.01% or 2.0074%. This was an especially strong employment report for June, despite an incremental increase in the unemployment rate. Actually, the increase in the unemployment rate can be a sign of a strong employment economy, as people who are on the sidelines and not looking for a job believe that their job prospects are improving, they re-enter the job force, except at a greater number than the employment economy can absorb them. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.